We're going to start now the Mishnah on the top, the first Mishnah on Samach Gimel, Amud Aleph. This Mishnah is a parallel, a hemshech, to the Mishnah of Eizem Mekomen Shel Zvachim, and this is Eizem Mekomen Shel Menachos. And the difference between Zvachim and Menachos is that with regard to Zvachim, we're talking about Balei Chaim, we're talking about Behemos and Ophos. Now we're talking about Menachos that come from that which grows from the ground, whether it's wheat, whether it's barley. And as a general rule, most of the Menachos come from wheat. There are many different types of Menachos. The Seder Havodos, we're not going to talk about the different kinds of Menachos right now, but the Seder Menachos is parallel to the Seder Avodos of Balei Chaim, the Korbanos of Balei Chaim. There are some additions, but in general there's a parallel. And the parallel is that Shechita in Balei Chaim is paralleled in, I'm sorry, Shechita in Balei Chaim and Malika in Ophos is paralleled in Menachos by Kmitza. We'll talk about Kmitza, Mirtz Hashem. And there's Kabbalah Saddam in Behemos. Here in Menachos, it's Kiddush Kli. So the Kometz is put into a Kli. Then we have Holochas Adam. In the case of Behemoth, we have Holochas HaKometz Laktor in the case of Menachos. And corresponding to the Zrika, or the Hazoas Dam, we have the Haktoras HaKometz on the Mizbeach. The Kmitz itself means that the Kohen would place his fingers into the Mincha. He would pick up a kometz of this wheat with three of his fingers, and then he would take from after he dug in these three fingers into the wheat. He would pick them up and put them into his fist. He would use his other two fingers on the extreme right and the extreme left, meaning the kmitza would be done with the hashvas hakmitza, meaning to smooth it out. On top would be done with the agodol and zeres, which means with the thumb and the pinky. Now he has the kometz in his hands. He's holding it with three fingers down, clenched in his fist. And then he would put that kometz into a kli. And that kli was taken over to the mizbeach for haktarah purposes. Now, as a general rule, all minchos have kmitza, with the exception of minchas kohen and minchas nesachim. And the Mishnah says that minchos hayu nikmatzos b'chol makom ba'azora. In other words, you don't need tzafon like you do in other kachi kachim. A mincha is also kachi kachim, and it's only eaten by kohenim and the azora, but nevertheless, the shechita itself, which now is no longer called shechita, it's called kmitza, can be done anywhere in the azor. It's not limited by tzafon as it is in kodshe kodshim, in behemos, in Balei Chaim. And again, when we say b'chol makom ba'azora, we're talking about an area outside the heichal that was sanctified with kedushas azora, from the point of what's called shar nikinar inside. And the entire shetach that surrounded the heichal on all sides, that was called the azara, and that's where the kmitza would take place, anywhere in the azara. V'necholos lifnim min akloim. And the mincha that's not brought on the mizbeach, the shiorya mincha, that's eaten by zichrei kohuna, by the male kohenim, lifnim in aklaim. The klaim are the mechitzos that surround the chatzar mishkan, and that's in the mishkan. In the migdash, instead of klaim, we have what's called chomas hazora, which was made of stone. The klaim themselves in the mishkan was a clear. Klia means something similar to Ariga, with the difference is that It's called Kliya, not Ariga, because it's done with a Sfina of Masa of Nekovim. In any event, we're talking about what's called Kloim, and it's parallel in the Migdash, is the Chomas Hazor. Anything within the Chomas Hazor is a place that's designated for the Achilas HaMincha Al Yidei Zichrei Kahuna. And how do we know that it's got to be eaten in the Azor? The Torah says, Vayikra Vav, Zos Torah HaMincha, Vanoseres Mimena Yochlu Aronu Bonov, B'Mokom Kadosh, B'Chotzer, Oel Moed Yochluhu. And this Chotzer of Oel Moed, if the Oel Moed itself is the Heichal, the Chotzer of the Heichal, is the Azorah. And again, it's called in the Mishkan Lufnim and Akloim. But they mean the same. Azorah is the same as Lufnim and Akloim. The Mishnah starts with Azorah, and then it continues with Lufnim and Akloim, which is a little bit odd. Why did the Mishnah make a change in its language? Opening up with the Kmitza and the Azorah and the Achila, Lufnim and Akloim, the Kmitza, the Mishnah wants to be Mechadesh, is able to be done anywhere in the Shetach Azorah, not only in a certain part of it, meaning in Tzafon, like in other Kodshi Kodshim. In the case of Achilas Mincha, the Mishnah wants to be Mechadesh that it's not permissible to eat the Shiari Mincha like it would outside of the Azor, like it would be in the case of Kachim Kal, which is eaten in the entire city. So again, whereas the Reisha is sort of a Kula in compared to other Kachim Kachim, allowing Kmitza anywhere in the Azor as opposed to Shechita in Zvachim, which is only in the Tzafon in Kachim Kachim. But the Sefer the Mishnah regarding Achila, that's a Chumrah. Then you're restricting it because he's saying that even though in Kachim Kalim you can go beyond the Kalim, here you have to stay within the Kalim. So that phrase of staying within the Kalim is a phrase that indicates a Chumrah. Then the Mishnah says that the Shiari Mincha have to eat by Kohanim, and that's the Yochlu, and B'Mokum Kodesh we said was in the Azor, and then Bechol Machal, and this means as opposed to a Korban Pesach, this has to, where Korban Pesach has to be eaten Sli, roasted, the Shiari Mincha can be eaten with cooking it, with frying it, anything else. Now in Bamidbar Yudches, the Torah says, So that pasuk called Zachar Yochal Oso clearly indicates that it's only Zacharim. And Yochlu, as we said before, indicates that it's got to be Kohanim. What's the time frame for eating Shiari Mincha? It's Liyom Volaila. It's the day of the Akrova and the Laila that follows it. Rashi learns this from a Hekesh to Lachmei Todu, which are also Necha Liyom Volaila, which is a Pasuk in Vayikra Zayin, Pasuk Tezvav. And the Mishnah adds Ad Chatzos. In other words, the latest time to eat it at night. The Rabbanim made a gzera, and they didn't allow you to eat it up until Sof Zman Achila Min HaTorah, which means Alos HaShachar, but rather at Chatzos Laila, you stop eating it. Now the Mishnah has established that the Kmitza and Mincha can be done anywhere in the Azorah. We're not limited to the Tzafon. And the Gemara now wants to understand whether or not you could do the Kmitza in the Heichal. And we'll soon see what the din is in Shlomim, whether you can bring other karbanos into the Heichal. But now we're talking about Menachos. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Mincha shenikmetzal beheichal kshera. So when you leave the Azara, you go into the Ulam, and from the Ulam into the Heichal, which is called Kodesh, that's where the Shulchan was located, the Menorah, the Mizbach HaKetores. And in the Mishkan, this was called the Oel Moed. The Chatzar Mishkan is called the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, it seems from the language of Elazar that b'di'eved, if you did the k'mitza inside the heichal, it's k'shera. It could be, maybe we could suggest that even l'chatchili can go into the heichal and do the k'mitza. But the language of nikmitza sounds to me like it means this is not l'chatchila. And the reason for that is because going into the heichal is not a simple matter. You know, there's something called bir reikonis. When you go in for naught, that's called a bir reikonis. That's a violation of an isur. Again, here it's not bir reikonis technically because he's going to do the kmitza, but since he doesn't have to do the kmitza in the heichal, why go into the heichal to do the kmitza? But in any event, it's kshera. And has Rabbi Loza know this? He makes an analogy to a din in lechem aponim. There too, something's going to happen in the Heichal, because again, the Shulchan is in the Heichal, and that's where they organized the Lechem Aponim on two sides, six Lechem each side, and they took Lavona, which I think translates into English as frankincense, with two ladles, or two round receptacles, call them bowls, that are called Bezichin, and each one of the Bezichin, of these two Bezichin, had Lavona in it, Bashir Kometz, for the shear of one Kometz. Now, every Shabbos they switched the Lechem Aponim. They took the old ones out, gave it to the Kohanim to eat, and they replaced the Lechem Aponim with a new set of 12 Lachmei Ponim. And they also replaced the Bazichin, which had the Lavona inside of it. Now, the Lavona was located on the Shulchan for the entire week, and now the Lavona would be taken out of the Shulchan, and they would do Akhtar and the Mizbeach to be Mata the Lechem Bachila. So the Lechem upon it would only be allowed for the Kohanim to eat after such time as there was Haktaras HaLavona, and that was the Avoda of the Bazich and Siluk HaBazich. They took away the Bezichei Lavona from the Shulchan where it was rested for the week in order to be machter it on the Mizbeach outside the Heichal. Now this Avoda of Siluk Bezichin, according to Rabbi Elazar, parallels Kmitza in Mincha. So whatever Kmitza is in Mincha is in the Avoda Bezichei Lavona when he takes the Lavona and he's makter it on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So there's a similarity here between the Avoda B'zicha Lavona and the Avoda of Kmitza and Mincha. Again, we're not talking about a Karb Mincha now. We're talking about Lechem Aponim. But there's a certain similarity that's based on a Hekesh in the Pasuk, Vayikruch of Dal Pasuk Zayim, V'nasata Al HaMareches, Levona Zaka, Voisa Lelechem Liazkara Isha Hashem. And it's interesting because this pasuk compares the Levona to the Kometz Mincha. And it's almost as if even the Aktaras HaLevona is like an Azkara LeMincha. But be that as it may, given this equation, we can derive the conclusion that the avoda of kmitza in mincha can be done in the heichal, because just like the siluk bezichin was done in the heichal, I mean there was no choice because that's where the bezichin were in the shulchan in the heichal. But nevertheless, the avoda was done in the bezichin, and that was matir the lech b'chil. But that avoda was done by taking it from the heichal out to the mizbeach hachitzon, out to the azara. And if we have this hekesh between Avodas HaBezichin and Kmitza Menachos, then Kmitza itself could also be done in the Heichal. and a kmitza that's done in the Heichal is kshera. Now we're going to soon see that Rabbi Yochanan is going to derive from a pasuk that shechita shlamim can also be kshera beheichal, because we find in shlamim the Torah speaks about shechita shlamim as pesach ol moed, and we'll soon see that Rabbi Yochanan has a svara that lo yei tofel chomer min ha'ikar. Now, could we use that same svara here and say that kmitzas mincha should be kshera in a heichal with a kal v'chomer from the fact that it's kshera in the azara? And the answer is no. Dafka in the case of shechita shlamim, where the Torah says pesach ol moed, that's where the Torah gives a certain chashivas, a relative significance to the old moed, and sets it up as ikar, and that's what allows to make the kolshkein that in the old moed, i.e. in the azar itself, you can certainly shech shlom. But as far as kmitza and mincha is concerned, where the Torah doesn't mention a word about old moed to set it up as ikar, we don't have such a possibility, and therefore there's no kal v'chomer. Now the Gemara is going to ask a kash on Rabbi Loza, Masiv Rabbi Yirmiya. We have a brisa. The brisa brings down the pasuk in Vayikra Beis with regard to Havas HaMincha. It says, Vehevi'a el b'nei Aaron HaKohen v'kamatz misham melo kumtzo. And what is this word misham referring to? It's a very ambiguous word. So there's Vehevi'a, which is referring to the Yisrael, to the Tzar, and he's bringing the Mincha to Bnei Aaron HaKohenim. They're going to do the Kmitza Misham. Misham implies the same, from the same place where the non-Kohen brought the Mincha. That's where the Kmitza is going to take place. And what does this teach us? That Kometz HaKohen Mimakom Mimkom Sheragle Azar Omdos. Wherever the Tzar, the non-Kohen who's bringing this Mincha, is standing, from there, Vehevia, from the place of Vehevia, is Vekomatz. That's where the Kmitz is going to be. And the Braisa now interprets that this is a reference to the Heichal. I'm sorry, no, it can't be a reference to the Heichal, because we're talking about a Mokom, the place Misham, for the Hava. So that the Torah has in mind here is that the Kometz comes from a place where the Tzar brought the Mincha. The Tzar cannot enter into the Ulam, into the Heichal, and therefore let's derive from this that the Kmitza cannot be a Kmitza Kshera in the place where the Tzar is enjoined from entering into, and therefore there's no possibility of Kmitza in the Heichal. And this directly contradicts Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, Mincha Shenik Mitzvah Heichal Kshera. Now the Gemara at this point quotes the entire Braisa, even the Sefer, although the Sefer is not necessarily relevant to us. Ben Besera Omer, he takes this word Misham, and he derives a whole different pasuk, a whole different principle from that pasuk. Minayin Shim Kometz Biad Smol. Now we know all the avodas in the Migdash have to be done biad yamin, and if he did the avoda biad small, we have to ask ourselves: is it retraceable? Can he now place it into his right hand and repeat the avoda? So Ben Becerra says that's what we learn from this pasuk of Misham, that if the Kohen did the kmitza in his left hand, then he just has to now pick up the kometz, return it into a kli, take it from the klisharis and put it onto his right hand, v'yikmotz b'yad yamin, and now he does the kmitza b'yad yamin. We don't say that the cheftz is possible, and the mincha, since the original first kmitza was done b'smol, there's no way of salvaging it. And how do we know this? Minayin, Talmud Lomer, this is the possible comments, misham. Misham shekometz kvar. The word misham here is indicating that you replace it. It started from yad smol, and now through the kli, we're going to put it back in yad yamin, in such a way that we can be machshir the kometz yachalachzal likmotz. In any event, that's what Ben Becerra learns in this pasuk. However, the Tanakhama derives from this pasuk an exact stira to the shita of Rabbi Lezer, because the Tanakhama says there's no kmitz in the heichal, And if the kmitzu is done in the Heichal, the mincha is psula. That's against Rabbi Lazar. Now it's possible, I'm just thinking out loud, that the reason why the Gemara actually quoted Ben Becerra the Sefer here is to show you that Ben Becerra didn't have the drasha of the Tanakhama. And maybe he would be machshir of mincha shenik mitzvah beheichal like Rabbi Lazar. But in any event, the Gemara wants to see, is it possible to reconcile the Tanakhama shita with Rabbi Lazar? And that's what the Gemara offers the following answer. Ika diamri hu mosiv lo mufarik, meaning Rabbi Yirmiya asked this kasha from the Braisa, and he answered the kasha. Ika diamri, others say that this teretz was attributed to Rabbi Akiva. Again, it's hard to say it's Rabbi Akiva. The other gears is Rabbi Yaakov, because I don't know if Rabbi Akiva was a contemporary of Rabbi Yirmiya. In any event, this Rabbi Akiva, maybe it was a different Rabbi Akiva, maybe it was Rabbi Yaakov, according to some Girsas, responded to Rabbi Yirmiya. And in either event, whether it was Rabbi Yirmiya himself who offered the teretz or it was Rabbi Akiva, is Azril, I can explain to you, Lo Nitzricha, we don't need this drasha, this limud of Vakamatz Misham, in order to be medayik and to teach us that there's no kmitza in the ulam or in the heichal, ella, but rather legufo itzrich, lahachshir kol avoda kula lekmitza. We would have said that the only part of the azara that is appropriate for kmitza would be, only be the tzofam. How do we know that the entire azara is kshera lekmitza? And we're not limited to tzafon. Salka daitachamina, I would have said hoil vi ola, kodshe kodshim, umincha kodshe kodshim. When it says ola, I don't know if it has to be an ola. I mean, it could also be an asham and a chatos. In any event, the korban ola is something that comes bechova and benedov. It's different than other korbanos, in the sense that it's Kariv Kula Agabi Mizbeach, the Kohanim don't get any part of it except for the R. And it's Kodshe Kodshim, Mincha is Kodshe Kodshim. And when we talk about Kodshe Kodshim again, we're talking about Ola Chatas Asham, we're talking about Mincha, these are all called Kodshe Kodshim, as opposed to Shlomim, Toda, Bechor, Maser, Behema, Pesach, these are all Kodshim Kalim. And the din of Kodshe Kodshim is that Nechalim B'Azara L'Konim Zcharim, as opposed to Kodshim Kalim that can be eaten by anyone, anywhere in Yerushalayim. And now we have an equation between Mincha and Ola. Both are Kodshe Kodshim. So let's derive a conclusion from Ola with a Binyan Av to Mincha. And we'll say the following, Ma Ola to Unat Safon. The only place you can shech the ola is in the tzofan azara, and that's something that we already derived from a pasuk back in the sugyan daf chaf. Again, you know, we're talking about the wall, the northern wall, from the northern wall of Mizbeach up until the kosel tzfoni shel azara. Again, there's machlokas tanoim exactly which area is called tzofan. But be that as it may, the shechita of kodshe kodshim of ola requires tzofan. Af mincha, insofar as mincha is also kodshe kodshim, is to una tzofan. So the kmitza would have to be done, kmitza as a replacement parallel to shechita in the tzofan. And therefore anywhere else in the azara there would be no kmitza kshera. Therefore we need this limud misham. Misham means the place where the feet of the Tzar are standing when he brings the mincha, which is called the Ezras Yisrael, which is 11 amos into the Azara, the first 11 amos. That's where he's allowed to go. Is kosher l'kmitza, even though it's not tzafon. Now the sugya is going to analyze for quite a while now. Was there a need for a special limud, in this case the Yalfus from a Kometz Misham, to be machshir the entire Azara? Whether or not this equation between Mincha and Ola is a valid equation, to require a chumrah restriction of kmitza in the tzafon. But be that as it may, if there's light at the end of the tunnel and we successfully convince ourselves that we need a pasuk limud to teach us that the entire azar is kshera and the pasuk is v'kametz misham, then we will not derive the conclusion of v'kametz misham to teach us that the kmitza in the heichal is pasul. The pasuk is only telling me that the kmitza in all the azar is kshera, and that's what the braisa has in mind. Again, the lashon braisa, let's read it again, was v'kametz misham mimakom sheragli azar omdos. And at this point in the Havamin of the Gemara thinks that it means that since the Zar can't go into the Heichal, therefore that's a place where the Kmitz is Psula. We're not saying that at all. We're just pointing out that you're clearly not limited to any particular part of the Azara as far as the Kmitz is concerned, because V'kametz Misham means Mimakom Sheragla Yisrael Omdo Sham, and that's certainly not in the Tzofen of the Azara. In any event, the Gemara now analyzes, do we really need, is there a real bona fide hava, meaning that the kmitza of the mincha has to be in the tzafon? The Gemara says, you want to learn it from Ola, Mali Ola Sheken Kolil. There's a chumra in Ola that doesn't apply to any other karbonis, and certainly not to mincha. So just because Ola requires tzafon, that doesn't prove anything as far as a mincha is concerned. We would not derive mincha, which is not kolil, where parts of the mincha, which is that which is not mukhtar agav mizbech, is eaten by the kohanim, and that's a kula vis-a-vis ola. Why would we derive the conclusion that you need tzafon? And again, once again, if we don't need a pasuk to tell me the entire azar is kshera l'kmitza, then it must be that what the braisa had in mind to derive from a kamatz shama was that the kmitza is psula v'heichal against Rabbi Lazar. So the Gemara says we can still use v'kametz misham to teach us kol azara k'shera l'kmitza, because we would have derived mincha from chatas. A karmen chatas, a karmen chova that comes either for yachid or tzibur, and a chatas yachid is a karmen that he's chaya because he has to be mechaper on his chet. If let's say it was a chet that bezdono and he'd been amazed, he was kareis. There are other chatos also, and there are also chatas tzibur. But be that as it may, both chatos and mincha are kachin kachin. Chatos requires tzafon. That's a Gemara back on Daf Nunam and Aleph. And therefore we should require kmitza b'tzafon in the case of a mincha. So the Gemara rejects it and says no. You would never derive it from chatos, because chatos has a chumra that came mechaperes al chai v'krisus. It's coming for a kapara for chai v'krisus, and that's not true in the case of a mincha. In fact, a mincha doesn't have an element of kapara in it. The Gemara now responds and says, well, I still could have said, let's derive mincha from asham. Again, there are many different types of carbon asham. They're all chova, and they all come as a kapara. In two cases, the asham comes also as a machshir, whether that's asham mitzora, asham nazir. And the Gemara says the following: asham is kachi kalam, and it requires tzafon in its shchita. Is mincha and kmitza should also require tzafon, insofar as mincha is also kachi kachim. So the Gemara has a pirch on that. Mala asham shekain mine damim. In other words, there's halacha of kapar bedam, as the pasuk says, "Vayikra yudzayin ki adam hu benefesh yechaper." So we're talking about a kapara through matan damim in this karbon. That's a chumra which doesn't apply to mincha. Mincha doesn't have matan damim. Mincha comes from that which grows from the ground. There's no dam. And therefore, relative to asham, it's kala. It has kala with a kuf. It's relatively light. So there's no reason to justify learning this chumer of tzafon. So the Gemara explains, mikulu, Maybe we could join all these karbanos together. In other words, every time I isolated one particular karban, you were objected with a pircha, and you say we can't derive from that. But if we join together, in other words, even though ola is kolil, is kule kolil, whereas chatas is not kolil, so we join chatas. And if you want to answer, well, chatas is not enough because it's a kapar and chayvei krisis, we have osham, which is not a kapar for chayvei krisis. And the tzad hashava here of all three, the common denominators, they're all kochi kochim, and they require tzafon. Mincha is also kochi kochim, she required tzafon. So Gemara says even that doesn't justify the hava mina here of requiring tzafon in a kvitzas mincha malakulu. In all these karbanos shekein mini damim, they all have the chumra of Hazos Adam, and Ki Adam Hu B'Nefesh Yechaper, the Kapor that's generated by the Hazos Domim, which doesn't apply in the case of a Mincha. So we have a Chumrah in all these three, whether it be Ola, whether it be Chatos, or whether it be Osham, they're all meaning Domim, and we can't derive Mincha from them. So you would never have a Hamina here to say that a Mincha would require tzafon, and therefore again, what is V'kametz Misham teaching me, if not to tell me that all the Azar is kosher for the Kmitza, because that, we have no logical base to think otherwise, but nevertheless it's coming to teach me a psul that it's not considered Misham in the case of the Heichal, because the non-Kohanim are not allowed to enter into the Heichal. So we're back to square one, and the same old kash applies to Reb Lozor. Ella says, Gemara, you want to know why we need v'kamatz misham to be makshir the entire azara for kmitza mincha? The answer is because itzrich salket aitkamina. I would have thought hoil uksiv. The pasuk says va'yikra beis va'vesa es hamincha asher ye ose me'elul Hashem. V'ekriva el hakohen v'gisha el hamizbeach. The Torah says that you should bring the mincha, and you should be magisha el hamizbeach. And then the Torah says, four chapters later, Vayikrava, it says v'heirim mimenu bekumtzo misoles hamincha u'mishamna. And from the Torah, from the fact that the Torah has here a smichus, it has hagosha and kmitza, therefore, this smichus we call room for comparing the two. The kmitza should be derived from hagosha. Ma hagosha, when they are ready to be maktir, the Shari Mincha is Bekeren, not the Shari Mincha, I mean the Mincha itself, after the Kmitza, is Bekeren Maravis Dromis, that it's the Maravis Dromis side, and again we're talking about the lower part of the Mizbeach, is Af Kmitza should be done Bekeren Maravis Dromis, and therefore would not be Ksheira B'chol Hazara. So he's not talking about Tzafon here. He's talking about Keren Marovis Dromis. He's Kamash Malon. This is what the Pasuk of Kamatz Misham is coming to teach us. Miragli Mokom Sheragli Zar Omdos, meaning the Kvitza could be done even in the Ezra Yisrael. How much more so in the balance, the rest of the Hazara, in the Heichal itself, like Rabbi Lazar said. Again, this new Havamina, so to speak, which justifies a Yalfusa from V'kametz Misham to be Maksha the entire Azara for Kmitza in Menachos, is based on the fact that there's a Hekesh Tagosha which requires Keren Maravis Dromis. So again, one of the Avodos that were added to most Menachos, not all of them, and don't apply to other karbonos, is what's called the avod of hagosha. Before the kmitzas hamincha, the kohen would take the mincha and bring it to mizbech in such a way that the kli, where the mincha is located in, should touch the keren maravis dromis shel mizbech. And if you equate that avoda of hagosha which brings the mincha to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach, again, we're talking about the lower part of the Mizbeach, then you're limiting the Kmitza to the actual Avod of Hagosha. And Hagosha is on the Keren Ma'arovis Dromis, so too, by virtue of this equation, the Kmitza likewise has to be done, and then right after the Kmitza we'll do the Hagosha. Or, for example, we'll do the Hagosha before the Mincha, which is very interesting. The Kohen takes the Mincha from the Yisrael, from the Zar, and he brings it to the Mizbeach in a Kli, and he makes contact with the Keren Dromis, Ma'arovis Dromis of the Mizbeach, and then he does the Kmitza. And he should do the Kmitza right there, at that spot, at the Keren Dromis Mizrachis of the Mizbeach. And if that be the case, we have a Havmina that you cannot accomplish the Kmitza of a Mincha anywhere else except for that point. How do we know the Shara Zara? And the answer is from the Pasuk of a Kamatz Misham. If that teaches me that the Kmitza could be anywhere in the Azara, then we can assume it could be in the Heichal as well. The Torah in the Pasuk of Misham is not coming to the Kamatz Misham is not coming to limit the Kmitza to a place where the Ragli Zara Omdos to the exclusion of the Heichal, but rather to expand and be Mekil the area of Kmitza, to take it out of the limited area of Keren Ma'arovis Dromis and expand it to the entire Azara. So that's good news, that we have successfully defended Rabbi Lazar, and the Kamatz Misham has its necessary drash, it's kula, it's needed, and we don't need it to exclude Heichal. Now, the final bottom line of Rabbi Lazar is that there's an element of Azara, you know, that the Kmitza is in the Azara, but at the same time, how much more so can he accomplish? It's almost like Kaviyach Lehidr Mitzvah can accomplish the Kmitza in the Heichal, you know, where you're really coming close to the Shechina. And that kind of logic we'll see now in Rabbi Yochanan with regard to Shechita Shlomim. Rabbi Yochanan addresses the question of whether or not the Karban Shlomim can be shechted in the Heichal. Of course, as a general rule, the Karban Shlomim, like any other Kodshim Kalev, is shechted in the Azara. But now we're talking about Korban Shlom as Kodshim Kalim, which again could be both Chova or Nedava, and that's brought me Bakar Vitzon. The Shkita is done anywhere in the Azara, not only in the Tzafon. And Rabbi Yochanan wants to know, when you say anywhere in the Azara, what about some place that's even more holy than the Azara, namely the Heichal? Again, there's no possibility of going into the Kodshim Kodshim. That's not permitted except for Kohen Gadol once a year. But at least in the Heichal you can do the Shechita. And watch the logic of Rabbi Yochanan. Shenemar Ushchato Pesach Oel Moed. Now, we know that the Heichal in the Beis HaMikdash corresponds to the Oel Moed in the Mishkan. And here, the Torah is saying Pesach Oel Moed. If Oel Moed is the Heichal, then Pesach Oel Moed means that you could do the Kmitza. I'm sorry, we're not talking about Kmitza now, sorry. We're talking about the Shechita of Shlom. You could do the Shechita of Shlomim, Pesach Oel Moed. Now, talk about Dargus and Kedusha, you know, you go from the Azara all the way up to the Pesach Ol Moed and all the way up to the Ol Moed itself. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says the following: if the Torah is telling me that as far as the Din of Azara and Shechita Shlom is concerned, it's got to be Pesach Ol Moed, which means Pesach HaHechal, it means the Azara is being upgraded now to the level of Pesach HaOel, Pesach HaHechal, which is Pesach HaMoed, is therefore, if you talk about the Hechal itself, is Lo Yehei Tofel Chomer Min HaIkar. In other words, if the Shechita is Ksher in the Azara and in the Pesach HaHechal, then how much more so in the Hechal itself? So we see here a kind of a Svara in, again, we're talking about Shechitas Shlomim, a kind of a Svara that almost reflects what we saw in Rabbi Lazar in Kmitzas Mincha, that in Kmitzas Mincha, although we've established that all the Azara is Ksheira for the Mincha, but nevertheless he wants to step it up one level and do the Kmitza Lifnei Hashem Mamish in the Heichal, which is sort of similar to the Shechitas Shlomim that Rabbi Yochanan is addressing, that you can Shecht the Shlomim not only the Azara, but how much more so if you want to upgrade it to a Holy of Holies and do it in the Heichal itself. Again, keep in mind that Rabbi Yochanan is discussing the case of Shechita in Shlomim. We have to discuss Achila. That's a separate topic that we'll get to in Mitzvah soon. Masiv, Mesvei, the Bnei Yeshiva quote a Brisa here to object to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Rebbe Seira Omer Minayin Shem Kifu Ov Dekochav Miskol Azara. In other words, the Azara itself in its entirety has come under attack of the adversaries, the enemies. They're throwing arrows or big stones, and it's impossible to remain for too long in the Azara. Ishakonu Nosim L'Sham, the Kohanim should go into the Heichal, the Ochlim Sham Kodshe Kodshim. Now, Kodshe Kodshim should be eaten in the Azara. Can he eat kodshi kodshim in the heichal? So the Havamina is that, yeah, they can, if need be, they go into the heichal, and that's where they're going to eat kodshi kodshim, which, generally speaking, are earmarked for the Azara. Rashi explains, not here but elsewhere, what this Havamina is, and that is there's a psul of Yotze in the case of Achilas Kodshei Kodshim. If the Kodshei Kodshim leave the Azara, anywhere chutz l'Azara is called Yotze, and that's a psul in the Guf HaKarban, therefore there's no Achila. What the Brisa wants to establish here is that the Heichal is not called chutz l'Azara, and there's no psul of Yotze. So the Brisa says the following: Minayin shim hi kifu ovdei kochav meskal azora, and now they cannot remain in the azora to eat kodshei kodshim. Now they want to go into the heichal and eat kodshim kodshim, which normally are eaten in the azora. Is Talmud Lomar? The pasuk says in Bamidbar Yeches, kol karbonam L'chol minchasam, l'chol chatasam, l'chol hashamam. Bakodesh hakadoshim tochlenu. It means, again, it can't mean the Kodesh Kadoshim literally because no one's allowed to go in there. It must mean the Heichal. And it comes out that based on this drasha, we are going to allow... It doesn't sound we're excited about it, but we're going to allow the achil of kodshi kodshim in the heichal. Maybe the heichal is not really so appropriate of a place for eating, but in kodshi kodshim, we're going to allow that to go on. But let's go back to the Havamina. Here, where the Torah says, Bekodesh HaKadoshim Tochlenu, that's where we derive this conclusion, but if not for Bekodesh HaKadoshim Tochlenu, we would have thought that if the Kohanim have to go into the Heichal for whatever reason, security reasons, and they want to eat their Kodshi Kodshim, that's not something that we can permit. In other words, in the Havamina, we're not willing to go up a Madriga, as we said over and over again when we spoke about Rabbi Yochanan and maybe even Rabbi Lozu who came before him, meaning since the Achil of Kodshi Kodshim is in the Azara, how much more so if you up the ante in a greater holiness and you want to eat the Kodshi Kodshim in the Heichal, how much more so should that be okay? That was the logic of Rabbi Yochanan with regard to Shechita Shlomim. And he said that in Shechita Shlomim, the Azor is like Tofel in comparison to the Ikar, which is the Heichal. And now we're saying just the opposite. We're saying that Achilas Kodshim Kodshim must be designated and limited to the Azorah. And if not for the Pasuk of Kodesh Kadosh and Tochlena, we would assume that we have a restricted area, Lafuke the Heichal. And the Torah tells the Kohanim to eat the Basar of Kodshim Kodshim in the Azorah, not in the Heichal, again, according to the Havamina, before the Pasuk B'Kodesh Kadosh and Tochlena. So Gemara says, Amai, why do you quote this Pasuk? Nema, why not say that since it says in Vayikra Perek Vav, with regard to Mincha, it says, Anoseres mimena yochlu Aaron ubonav. Bachatzar ol moed yochluhu. And now we can apply the logic of Rabbi Yochanan that you're allowed to eat in the Heichal itself. If you're allowed to eat in the Chatzar Oel Moed, which means in the Azara, is Lo Yehe Tofel Chomer Mina Ikar. The Chatzar of the Oel Moed should not be Tofel, I'm sorry, which is Tofel compared to the Heichal itself, because again the Chatz Ol Moed is the Azara, is Chomer Min HaIkar, the Ol Moed itself, which is the Heichal, is the Ikar, and if you can eat in the Azara and in the Chatz, how much more so would you be allowed to eat in the Ol Moed and in the Heichal, using Rabbi Yochanan's logic and applying it here, in the case of Achilas Kodshei Kodshim, if you're allowed to eat them in the Azorah, how much more so? Maybe you should get extra brownie points. It's a heder mitzvah for eating them in the Heichal. And if that be the case, I don't need a pasuk Kodesh Kadosh and Tochlenu to prove to me, to establish that I can eat the basar of Kodshei Kodshim in the Heichal. I can derive from the Kal v'chomer of Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan's Kal v'chomer is based on the pasuk Pesach Ol Moed, and here too it says Chatzar Ol Moed, and the Chatzar Ol Moed is sort of like secondary to the Ol Moed itself. It's Tofel, just like we said in Rabbi Yochanan when it says V'shachato Pesach Ol Moed. The Pesach Ol Moed is the Pesach of the Heichal, and he applied the Kal v'chomer to say that certainly Shechitas Shlomim would be okay, would be Kshera in the Heichal. With that logic, if Achilas Kodshei Kodshim is allowed in the Azara, then in the Chotzer, then how much more so in the Ol Moed itself, from Tofel to the Ikar? And the upshot of this kasha, the Gemara, this Meisve, is that we cannot learn dinim from the Azor to the Heichal based on this Svara of Lo Yehei Tofel Chom Min Ikar. You can't prove in Shechita Shlomim that it should be Kshera BeHeichal Mishum Svara Zu. So we don't understand Rabbi Yochanan's application of this Svara. And the Gemara answers a beautiful answer, very fundamental. Hachi Hashta. There are two worlds here that sound similar and they seem to overlap, but yet they're fundamentally different. Hasam, Rabbi Yochanan's discussion is about Shechitas Shlomim, which is an avoda. When you're doing avoda, you're serving God. Then if you're serving God in a place where the Shechina is not intensely apparent, or shall we say, it doesn't manifest itself. For example, it is the Azara, then if you want to do the Avodah and upgrade the Avodah, do it in the Heichal, where the Shechina is there. The Adam Oved B'Mokom Rabo, a person who is a student of his Rebbe, and he should serve his Rebbe in the makom of his Rebbe. Is Amrinan lo yehei tofel chomer min ha'ikar? If he shechts in the Azara as an avoda, then how much more so can he shecht in the Heichal? That's even more so intensely the place of Shechina. However, in the Braisa of Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseir that we were basing Akash on, that's an entirely different story. We're not talking about the Avoda now, we're talking about the Achila. And you're talking about specifically Achila's Kodshei Kodshim. Now, where are you going to eat the Kodshei Kodshim? You're going to eat it in front of your Rebbe? That's not a mid of Derech Eretz, that a person should be Adam Ochel B'Mokom Rabo, right there in the presence, in front of the face of his Rebbe. So, if that be the case, then this whole Kavachomer of Lo Yehi Tafel Chom Min Ha'ikar is inapplicable. It reminds me of the discussion in Tanit Be'elio about Kibud Av Va'em, that Yaakov Avinu was comparing himself to Esav, that when Esav prepared the food for his father Yitzchak, he would wear begadim, you know, big day kahuna, beautiful begadim, clean begadim. And Yaakov was dressed, you know, like with an apron and his runaround clothes, you know, his daily clothes, so that he wouldn't get dirty while he's cooking. And that was the high madrega of an avoda. That's called an avoda. Kibud Av Va'em is a service, you know, to serve one's father. And that should be done in the best way possible. So you want to come close to Hashem and be, you know, and serve him in his presence, kaviyachol, and that's in the Heichal. But when you're talking about Achila, that's already something different. The Achila is not appropriate for Mokom Rabo, you know, give the Rebbe his distance and have a Mora Rabcha. And if the Torah allows you, and in fact commands you to eat the Basar, the Kohen to eat the Basar of the Kodesh Kadoshim in the Azara, then it's absolutely inappropriate to derive the conclusion that let's eat it in the Heichal in front of Hashem. So on the contrary, when the Torah is matir achila b'mokom kadosh, that's a special heter, a special kula. We're not going to extend that kula and that heter to a place where the rav is located, meaning in the Heichal itself. Mashain ken, in the case of avoda, that's something different. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseira, in the Brice of Achilles Kodshim, Kodshim Kodshim, he needs a special posk to be matir the Achil in the Heichal. And that's not a steer to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is going to apply his Sfara, his Kalvachomer from Tafel to Ikar, when you're describing Shechita as an Avoda. So we'll stop now, and Blinet will pick up the next Mishnah on this daf, Samach Gimel, in the next shiur. And that'll be the Mishnah about Chatas Ha'of. Bezer Hashem.